You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So today I've attempted to get a National Party member to comment on the issue, but no one was able to speak with me today. Chelsea Manning was convicted to 35 years in prison after she leaked confidential military documentation. After 7 years behind bars, which included two suicide attempts and a hunger strike, President Barack Obama commuted her sentence and she was released from prison in May 2017. The controversy of Chelsea Manning arose when National Party spokesperson for immigration, Michael Woodhouse, disagreed that she should be allowed into New Zealand.
She still has several criminal convictions for espionage, theft of hundreds of thousands of documents, and her conviction was not overturned.
I spoke with Barrister Thomas Harry about the issue, getting his thoughts on the matter.
I mean, I think it's incredibly important that Chelsea Manning is able to come to New Zealand and share her experiences. In my view, she's a human rights hero. Who's helping to expose abuses of state power. But I think really it doesn't matter what your personal views on her are. Either way, whether you like her or not, she is adding valuable insights to the debate.
Certainly. Just to get your view a little bit more, why do you think she is a hero?
I think in essence, what she's done is expose these abuses which are sort of associated with, you could call it, US cultural and military hegemony, empire building basically, and she's shown these human rights abuses and she was punished for it. Just bringing that knowledge to light, I think, is just absolutely critical.
What do you think about, in terms of Obama's response, to have commutations versus pardoning? Do you think she should have been pardoned? And if so, why do you think she wasn't?
You know, the decision of Obama to commute her sentence rather than pardon her, and I understand she served 7 years of a sentence of 35 years, so still a significant amount of time served. I don't know why the decision was made to commute her sentence rather than pardon her. Look, if it was up to me, I would have pardoned her. I don't think what she did was criminal at all. But there you have it. And we should bear in mind that because this commuting of the sentence happened, in the eyes of the law, she's served her debt to American society. There's nothing further you can say on the topic.
In terms of New Zealand law, how does that work with allowing someone with criminal convictions into the country?
Well, look, she poses absolutely no threat to New Zealand society. There's only a benefit to be gained.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that the national position is that this would be allowing someone to profit directly or indirectly from criminal activity. Look, I think you have to ask the question, you know, on that basis, would the National Party have also opposed the visit of Nelson Mandela to New Zealand in 1995? You know, people come to New Zealand with criminal convictions all the time. I mean, look at rock bands or, you know, musicians or whoever, celebrities. People have convictions for various reasons, and there's various motives behind them. To use this as a platform to deny her a visa, I don't think that's principled at all. I think it's a distraction from the main issue, which is that this is a freedom of speech issue.
Yeah, so bringing that into focus, particularly in light of Stéphane Molyneux and Lauren Southern, do you think we're presenting a kind of bias if we were to ban Chelsea?
Well, it might come across that way. I wouldn't like to say definitively that there's bias. I think the main thing to say is that in New Zealand democracy, freedom of speech is absolutely critical. It's one of the cornerstones of our society. And it's just a basic principle that we should be able to have these kinds of debates. And, you know, look, Chelsea Manning against Molyneux and Southern, I mean, they're really opposite ends of the spectrum in terms of political positioning, if you like, but it doesn't actually matter. The point is that you have to have these kinds of debates. because it allows us to grow as a society, to figure out what we think about things and have a fully informed discussion.
I think that's a really interesting position with Stéphane Molyneux and Lauren Southern to take, because a lot of the debate with Lauren Southern and Stéphane Molyneux is that they were infringing on other people's human rights to feel safe, basically, not be harassed, not have threats of violence put onto them. What are your thoughts on that side of the debate?
Yeah, look, absolutely. Freedom of speech is balanced, legally speaking, with this idea of hate speech. Let's not forget, though, that under New Zealand law, hate speech is a bit of an amorphous sort of concept. We haven't really figured out exactly what that means. Now, there are criminal provisions to deal with this sort of situation. You know, if Lauren Southern and Stéphane Molyneux had literally incited violence against a particular group of people, then they could be found guilty of that under our Crimes Act. So what I'm saying is that we already have legal provisions that can deal with the outcomes of hate speech. We don't need to criminalise hate speech in itself.
What do you think the major concerns for Chelsea's kinds of speech would be if she came? Obviously, Nationals brought up some political concerns in terms of not wanting to step on toes of American politicians. What kind of complications could it have in terms of New Zealand society?
Look, I can't see any meaningful concerns that would arise from this. This is purely a discussion around the limits of power. What do we think it's acceptable for governments to be able to do? And what do we think is unacceptable? You know, the proposition that Chelsea Manning is going to somehow destabilise New Zealand's relationship with the US, well, you know, if you accept that, then perhaps that says more about the kind of relationship that we have.
Brilliant. Any other comments you want to make?
Yeah, look, I would just say that, in my view, Chelsea Manning is bringing a really enlightening sort of narrative, which I think, which is adding to our understanding of the way that the world works in terms of empire. I'd say, in directly in terms of the National Party's position, that this is not a woman who's coming in on some sort of criminal gravy train, talking about her criminal exploits. She's talking about her experiences coming up against the power of a state when she's identified human rights abuses and has actually gone and done something about it. And so I think that's actually inspiring. I think it's a lesson to us all that when we come across these sorts of abuses, we shouldn't let them sit there. We shouldn't do nothing about it. We should actually go and get off our backsides and do something about it.
I then spoke with political commentator Michael Hooton to hear his stance on the National Party's comments.
National has said this is more type of law and order issue, not a free speech issue. They're saying that, you know, because of these convictions in the military court, Chelsea Manning should not be able to come to New Zealand on those grounds. And, you know, that's a fair enough view. Obviously, Chelsea Manning, because of those convictions, had to make a special application. And I think if somebody who had been sentenced to 35 years in jail, you know, wanted to come here to go skiing or bungee jumping or something, then you might say no. You know, as a general rule, we don't let convicted criminals into New Zealand. But this is a global celebrity. This is a person that many New Zealanders, as I said, want to hear from. And it's not as if New Zealand is stuck in the middle of Europe or North America or Asia. We're the most geographically isolated country in the world. We don't have a robust intellectual environment because of our geographical isolation, unless we, you know, work hard to have one. And I think we should, as a general rule, say, look, if there's a bunch of New Zealanders who are interested in hearing from an important person in global politics or global science or whatever it might be, then we should always have a bias towards saying, well, yes, they can come and speak, because that enriches our country.
I think that's interesting when we talk about it in terms of law, because we often have people, celebrities, like Justin Bieber, for example, someone like that who has a criminal conviction being allowed into the country. Whereas this is much more of a debate. This kind of looks like more of an attack on free speech than an attack than like a comment on the law.
Well, you know, I believe our public authorities have to be strictly neutral when it comes to the type of speech, unless it's an immediate call for imminent violence, you know, or fire in a crowded theatre and so on and so forth. And so they have to consider Chelsea Manning and Justin Bieber the same. They're very different types of speech, obviously. But, you know, there are New Zealanders who want to hear from Justin Bieber and who want to hear from Chelsea Manning and indeed wanted to hear from those Canadians. And I think in those circumstances, we just say, you know, that's the public interest that says that the criminal convictions need to be set aside. And the same was true for Snoop Dogg, and also I think the Wolf of Wall Street came to New Zealand, you know, and we're better off for that. This is, like I said, we're the most geographically isolated country in the world. We can't start saying, oh, you know, we don't like various bits of speech. It's not going to do us any favours at all.
Wire. Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
Ki te whakarongo ko ki te waia. That was Thomas Hare and Michael Hooten on the Chelsea Manning situation. We'll have a quick break, and then we're going to bring you poll positions, so get your final votes in. Should New Zealand government let Chelsea Manning into New Zealand? I just got a text in, so thank you for that one. We'll be talking about that in just a second. He aha o whakaro, what are your thoughts? Text me on 5395. This is The Friday Wire on 95BFM.
Good morning!
95BFM presents The Breeders, December 11th at the Power Station. Treasures, icons, legends, the Breeders are returning to Auckland, performing their classics and material from acclaimed new album, All Nerve. The Breeders, December 11th at the Power Station. Tickets from Ticketmaster.
Sometimes doing what's healthy means finding the right balance. Sometimes it means learning to say no. Sometimes doing what's healthy means slamming down the best burger and shake in town.
Every Friday from August 31st to September 21st, Health Nut are serving up burgers and shakes 12 to 6pm from their Health Nut kitchen on Chancery Street.
Three delicious plant-based burger options, nutritious seasonal food without compromise on taste.
The Health Nut Burger Pop-Up. Find Health Nut on Facebook for more info.
For Father's Day this year, give your dad the gift of rock. Or, you know, jazz, hip-hop, whatever he's into. Real Groovy Records has something for every kind of dad. Every voucher purchased this week goes in the draw to win a debut carbon turntable. Or just come in Sunday and bask in the all-day in-store dad rock. Finally, win your father's approval this Father's Day with Real Groovy, 369 Queen Street, or online at realgroovy.co.nz.
Mother's Way, eh? What do you think it means?
It's a reference to My Way, Sinatra, tune.
That is a load of...
BFM Drive is broadcasting live from the Station Cafe and Free House this Friday for The Others Way. Join Johnny and Big Hungry for special guest Others Way artists, fancy prizes, love, laughs, and all that other live radio good stuff. Start your Others Way off right. 95BFM live from the Station Cafe and Free House, Beresford Square, 4 to 7pm this Friday, thanks to Flying Out, The Station, and the K Road Business Association.
Freedom of speech, it means you have to listen to me.
It's time to have your say. Poll position on The Wire.
All right, so we are here with poll position. And Jen, can you tell me what the stats are at the minute?
Oh, I'm just doing some calculations. We've on the Instagram poll, we have 31 votes to yes. Yes, Chelsea Manning should be let in the country. And... how many does it leave? Sorry, no, that's wrong.
So we have
it's about 85% yes and 15% no.
Okay. And then with Twitter, we have 93% saying, yes, we should let her in, and 7% saying, no, we shouldn't. But our texts are a little different in this situation, so I'd love to get your thoughts on what people are saying. Love and defend free speech, but see Manning committed a form of treason, a serious crime. For that reason, I feel she should not get a visa. People can still access her messages online. What are your guys' thoughts?
I do understand the difference in the situation that there is a criminal conviction involved in the debate. My personal thoughts are I'm probably more susceptible to being lenient on people who leak information.
I think the thing is, the information that was leaked was about human rights violations.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, that is in public interest to leak that kind of information. That's just my opinion there.
And I do understand that that is, you know, that was illegal, but the law is only made by us, right?
Yeah, and that kind of goes into journalism as well. Journalists sometimes leak information. And, like, that is part of the job of being a journalist. You have to hold your government to account. So where do we start drawing the lines on that kind of stuff? I also have another text I'd like you guys to respond to.
Yes.
Many celebrity musicians, etc., are blocked from New Zealand for less than criminal convictions. Some are blocked simply for their lyrics. If we block them, how and why should we not block Manning? I am genuinely puzzled by these seemingly double standards.
Well, equally, as many musicians or whoever are banned from New Zealand are also let into New Zealand. So I don't think there is, like, an explicit line there where there's a difference.
Yeah, I think it's important that we actually look at, like, how and why we are letting certain people in and why we're not letting certain people
in. Yeah, I definitely think those decisions should also be critiqued and discussed. But I don't think you can say just because this happened we need to bar her as well. I don't know, it's a really tough one.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we have poll positions. Yeah. Hear your thoughts. And okay, another comment. Obama let her out, which was as close to a pardon as you can get. Yes, but it still has the legal ramifications of having a conviction, which is why we're having this whole debate. Yes. If she was pardoned fully, she wouldn't have
these
issues.
Restrictions. Yeah.
Anyways, we should close off there because our bed music is about to run out. But here we go.
It's called Democracy, sweetie. Look it up.
That was Poll Position on The Wire.
Is it me?
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.